presentation to somebody's naked chest of a dagger. And it's only when you...
Naked chests?
The left side of their chest as they come into the lodge. They have a dagger presented. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then the candidate kneels down and is prayed for, or prayed over, and somebody holds the dagger up behind him, traditionally by the handle above his head. Now, if you can imagine a dagger being held upside down over the person's head, you only see it really from the master's chair. It's an upside down cross. And then you start thinking, what is this? I was then invited to go on into other degrees.
But an upside down cross doesn't say anything to someone who is not a Christian.
It doesn't say anything to anyone that's to be a Christian, no. But to me, I always thought the God they spoke about, the great architect of the universe, was God, Almighty God, you know, Jesus. But it's not. It's any God that you care to think of. It could be anything that you hold to be a supreme being. And that is the overriding fact of being a Freemason. You're asked, do you believe in a supreme being? And you can turn around and say yes.
But you didn't like the upside down cross.
I didn't like that. It started making me ask questions. Mm-hmm. And then various other degrees, you hear about the ritual. And there's one particular degree that you have a symbolic Eucharist, where you take wine from a vessel. It's not wine, it's wine vinegar and bread and salt. And it's a strange Eucharist. And then that starts even more alarm bells ringing. And then when you go into the Grand Lodge in London, you walk over a pentagram inside a circle. And they're all signs of the occult.
Pentagram is something of the occult?
Yes, a star inside a circle. Occultic symbols. I was very uneasy. Now, I was always told as a young Mason that everything that we celebrate in Freemasons lodges and in the Bible, it's representative stories in the Bible. Not so. They're bits and pieces taken out of the Bible and changed. Now, if you change the word of God, I think you're leaving yourself wide open to trouble. I couldn't do it.
What happened when you left it?
When I left it, I lost a lot of friends who I considered to be friends. I still do consider them friends, frankly. I found it difficult. I missed it terribly to start with. Then, after a lot of prayer, I stopped missing it. And now I'm very glad that I'm out of it. I'm very glad that to a certain degree, it made me, it made me search. Yeah, it made me search. And the more I found out about Freemasonry, the less inclined I was to remain a member. It's based on, I think, frankly, myth.
But did you have to break?
Oh, yes.
In a real way?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, you wrote 7 letters, I understand.
Yes.
In what way did you have to break with it?
I had to write resignation letters that would be read out in Open Lodge to a lot of people that knew me, my reasons for leaving it, why I felt that I couldn't go on. I found it a great strain. It was a great wrench. To start with, I missed it terribly. But I didn't want to adulterate my relationship with Jesus. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I had to part with a lot of regalia that cost a lot of money.
Right, I have them here. Yeah. Beautiful things, you have them.
Some of them are smashing to look at, made of silk, some are gold, some of the ornaments that you have on your regalia cost a lot of money. But that had to go.
Did you let it go?
A lot of stuff I had to throw in a bin. Other, I had to donate to an organisation that looks at secret societies. I couldn't have it in my house again because I knew that if I had it there, it would be a pullback.
So you could not have them in your house anymore?
It had to be a breaking of the bond.
What heeft iemand die dingen gedaan?
Weg. Resoluut wegkappen. Dat kan niet anders. Ik heb een grote masonieke bibliotheek. Die heb ik op een paar dingen na aan de loge.